This is KERA News. Almost 40% of homes in Texas are rented. And according to a new report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition, finding an affordable one is a struggle. Vice President for Research Andrew Arend breaks down the numbers.
Andrew Arend, thanks for talking with me.
Oh, thanks for having me today.
We've all heard that people aren't supposed to spend more than a third of their income on rent. Are renting Texans able to find housing if they play by that rule?
Many renters in Texas cannot find affordable rental housing, particularly renters with extremely low incomes. And so these are renters who would typically have incomes below the poverty level. In one of our reports, we find that the state has a shortage of about 595,000 affordable rental homes that are available to these extremely low-income renters.
Someone who makes $7.25 an hour, which is the minimum wage that Texas uses, makes about $1,200 a month, which means finding an apartment that costs around $400 a month if we're going to play by the third of their income rule. Can you even afford a one-bedroom on that?
You know, we estimate that a full-time worker on average in the state of Texas needs to earn about $16.51 per hour to afford just a modest one-bedroom apartment at the fair market rent. So what that means, if you're a minimum wage worker, you need to work about 91 hours a week. So that's more than two full-time jobs every week out of the year to afford that one-bedroom apartment.
We use the term fair market value a lot when we talk about housing. First of all, can you explain what that means? And also, what is a fair market value one-bedroom apartment running in Texas right now?
It's the rent that a family, if they were moving today, would expect to pay for a modest rental home. And to be specific, that's a rental home that would be like in the 40th percentile of rent. So it's sort of like the bottom half of the rental market. On average in the state of Texas, the fair market rent for a one bedroom is about $860 a month, and it's about $1,055 for a two bedroom apartment.
How does Texas measure up to other states? Is it easier to rent here or somewhere else?
Texas ranks 20th in terms of its cost of housing. But I need to point out that even places that have cheaper rental housing, those places tend to have lower incomes. And so the lowest wage workers struggle almost everywhere to afford rental housing.
This report actually kind of goes through wages by profession to evaluate what kind of jobs can pay rent in Texas. What did the report find there?
We found a number of the largest occupations in Texas are low-wage occupations. So like teacher assistants, nursing assistants, security guards, people working in food service, retail. Those jobs do not pay a median wage that's high enough for a full-time worker to afford a rental home at the fair market rent. Beyond just minimum wage workers, there's a lot of low wage workers who cannot afford rental housing in their market.
What do you need to earn to afford a two bedroom apartment in Dallas County, for example?
A full time worker would have to earn $19.02 per hour to afford a modest one bedroom apartment, and they'd have to earn $23.10 an hour to afford a two bedroom apartment. Tarrant County rental housing is a little bit cheaper. It's still not affordable to low-wage workers, but a full-time worker would need to earn $16.40 an hour for a one-bedroom and $20.54 an hour for a two-bedroom.
What are some of the consequences of having so many Texans spending more than they should be spending on rent?
We know that poor renters, so low-wage and extremely low-income renters who spend more than half of their income on rent, sacrifice other basic necessities so that they can afford their housing. They spend less on food, less on meeting their healthcare needs, so they spend less on things like medicine. We also know that families who struggle to pay their rent oftentimes have significant stress, and it's detrimental, not just their physical health, but it's also detrimental to their mental health as well.
Andrew Arend is Vice President for Research with the National Low-Income Housing Coalition. Andrew, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Oh, thank you.